Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome to another episode of Yacht Talk. You know, this is a show. First of all, let me introduce myself. My name is Makuta. I'm a Jamaican living in Japan. I live across the world. So, there's a lot of things that I've experienced over the years. And what I want to do is share those experiences with listeners who are a part of the Fiwi family. So, if you are a visitor on Fiwi Life, which is located at www.fiweh.com, you'll be able to check out the stories that we've written, stories we're sharing, and also the additional podcasts that we're going to be providing to all of our listeners that are a part of the Fiwi Life family. So, Yacht Talk is going to be that podcast that I use to share some of the experiences that I've had, in addition to advice and options for things in life. And all of this is going to be coming from a Yardman perspective. For those people who don't know what a Yardman is someone who originated from the Caribbean. And in my case, I came from Jamaica. So, I'd like to welcome you all to the very first episode of Yacht Talk. Now, inside the studio with me, I got another individual. I'll have him go ahead and introduce himself because he's also a resident of Japan.
Hello, hello. This is Kenny of Dope AF Movement. I've been in Japan almost 5 years next month, and I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, and I'm just very happy and excited to be a part of the show.
Welcome. So in addition to what he just said, I'm also from Brooklyn, New York. So all the people that are from Brooklyn, big up.
Big up, big up.
Everybody from different walk of life, big up.
Big up, big up.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Most people, when they hear the word Yacht Talk and they hear the music that is playing in the background, their main assumption would be that this show is about music. Unfortunately, it is not going to be about music. If you want to listen to one of our music programs, you can check out Searching Through the Jukebox and I Love Reggae Music. Those two shows are going to be music specific. Yacht Talk is specifically about my experience and the experiences of my guests living in a foreign country, okay? And the things that we want to do to enhance our lives. So, in this very episode, we're going to talk about one thing that most of us had to figure out when we first moved overseas. Now, Kenny, when you got to Japan, did you miss the American cable networks? Did you used to watch TV, movies, and all these other things?
No, I really did not miss cable, because before, when I came out here beforehand, cable was dying. I would say dead. It was more about online streaming and, Netflix and Hulu. It kind of took over. And in Brooklyn, some people still have cable. I really didn't know any myself. But when you go to, a neighbor's house, and they're kind of, their ages up there, they still had cable. So it was just like, oh, you got one of those.
Yeah. See, in Brooklyn, there was cable vision.
Cablevision, yes.
And I remember using Cablevision because it was the only available network and only available service within that region.
It
was a monopoly within that region.
It was.
The unfortunate thing is, if we wanted to watch TV, we were subjected to that one cable service.
Yep, that one. That was it.
And it just created a problem. But because we didn't know any better, we had to pay the prices that they levy on us.
Yep.
So,
It was highway robbery.
Yeah, so as the years progress, you know, we realize that the internet created an opportunity for streaming services to now provide the same type of content that cable provided. Okay. And the fact that we now live overseas, we don't have access to those cable services. And I sure as hell don't want to pay my money for any cable service that's going to cost me over $80 a month for a bunch of cable networks that I don't even watch.
Right. They made you pay for everything and you don't watch everything. It was no... I mean, TiVo kind of made it where you can customize it to record the shows that you wanted and off of cable. Like, you had to buy cable, then TiVo with it. You couldn't have TiVo by itself.
Yeah, so you were subjected to double costs.
Yeah.
Which, again, that's another way for them for thief money from me.
Yeah.
And that is something that I don't like. And I definitely wouldn't want to spend so much money first on cable, then on TiVo. Yeah. And then, say, for example, you wanted to record some shows.
Yeah.
Now they're talking about you have to pay extra for DVR.
Yep. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, all these things. It's like these experiences were just... I don't even know if I should say it was unfair.
It was definitely unfair because you... To catch the game, or... I mean, the game was showed on regular television. You know, the when they made the switch. I remember back in the day when we had the big box TVs.
Mm.
And then they were making a switch. Like, the television networks wouldn't show on those specific TVs. You had to get an adapter or buy a upgraded version of a television. I forgot what it was. But during that time, you could watch football or the game on normal TV. They gave you 2, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13.
Yeah. You're talking about the analog channels.
Yeah, the analog channels.
Yeah, before they went digital.
Yeah, before it went digital. You could still watch the game on those networks. But if you had cable, it was just more crispier. You know, you didn't have... it was during the switch. It only lasted like a year. We gave everybody a year to switch.
Yep, to switch from analog to digital.
Right.
But then the other part of that is, say, for example, you watch the games on, say, like ABC, CBS, mm-hmm. NBC, Fox, mm-hmm. one of those networks. And then the games are no longer showing on that one now throughout the week. Mm-hmm. They're showing on, say, TNT, TBS,
yep.
or ESPN.
Yep.
If you don't have cable, you're not going to see the games.
Yep. And that was the frustrating part for me. Because, you know, it would force you to do two things during that time. Either you can go out to a business like a Wing Street, like an actual restaurant.
Or a sports bar.
It forces you to go out there. Now, at the time, I was young. I couldn't even get into no place to serve alcohol. I wanted to see the game, you know. So I had no choice but to go to... my grandma's house or somebody that had cable so I can watch it. You know, you fighting the TV at this point because they want to watch their shows. It's against the game. You know, mm-hmm. it was, this is my house. I pay my own electricity. You can't come here and tell me what you... No, it was a very frustrating time. But, you know, having cable for... Because after that, pretty much, I think it was like 97.
Wait, you're going way too far.
No, because during that time, cable was important. But when online streaming came, because at first, Netflix and Hulu wasn't in existence for this long. It just had internet. So there was a way for you to pull movies from online to watch them. You could do that before Netflix and Hulu.
Okay, so with all of this that we just described, the experience with cable was frustrating, mm-hmm. especially financially,
mm-hmm.
because we spend way too much money on cable just to watch a few channels and a few TV shows that we watch. But then the internet provide streaming services,
mm-hmm.
which became available on our computers. Because at the time, there were no tablets or iPads and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. it was mostly on the computer. So people were now paying for services like Hulu and Netflix to watch movies and TV shows. Mm-hmm. Now, on those two different services, they provide that online, but the price was absolutely different.
Ridiculous.
So you started off by paying like $5.99 a month mm-hmm. to watch shows that are currently showing on TV on Hulu. On Netflix, the shows were a little bit older, mm-hmm. but you still have access to movies. And so people would flock to Netflix to watch movies and flock to Hulu to watch TV shows on their computers.
Exactly. Yeah.
Streaming devices never necessarily exist at the time. So all of this was being done online. But then because sports channels weren't streaming their games online, we were still subjected to the cost of cable. Mm-hmm. And or forced to watch those channels on local TV. And say if you were overseas, then you're pretty much out of luck.
Yeah, and to this day, it's kind of like that, especially being over here. You can't, nowadays it's different, but we're still subjected to some restriction on things we actually want to watch being over here. I mean, we're good now. We have smartphones and tablets and computers and whatnot, but even still, kind of still restricted because you can't. They don't. Being in Japan, you can't watch certain things, like Amazon Prime won't show certain things because we're showing a IP address in Japan, as opposed to
all right
being in the States.
So now that you said that, I am now going to go into the portion where I'm going to give people options. So this is something that you can do if you're in the States or if you're outside of the States. So the first thing we got to look at is some of the cheapest options for streaming and utilizing streaming media players to cut the cable card. Okay, so the first thing you have to do is go to your cable company and cancel your service.
That's the first thing.
The second thing is go on to Amazon.com or go to wherever you can buy your electronics and purchase either one of the Roku streaming devices or the Amazon Fire streaming devices. In my case, I purchased the Roku Premier for 4K streaming, and I also had the Roku 2 and the Roku 3. And then I also got a copy. I also had the Fire Stick, which cost about $39. Mm. So here's the thing. Before I got the Fire Stick, I actually had the Roku. And the reason for it was it didn't require any configuration. The only thing I had to do was fire it up, install Hulu, Netflix. As a matter of fact, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, they were already on the Roku device.
Yeah, coming with it.
Yes. And in addition to that, because I had a large library of movies that I purchased over the years, I converted them into media files. And because I had those movie files, I then get a program called Plex. And I installed Plex on my computer and use the computer as a media server. And then I end up with my version of Netflix and Hulu. So, with Plex on the Roku, I'm able to watch all the movies and TV shows that I currently have in my library. In addition to that, I paid for Hulu and Netflix and Amazon Prime, which the overall cost for Netflix and Hulu was about $20-something. Mm-hmm. And the Amazon Prime account was $99 a year. Mm-hmm. So that cut the cost for me. The Roku device, one-time fee, no additional price. The Plex fee I paid for the lifetime license to use Plex, and that was about $39.99, and I don't have to pay anything else for the rest of the time that I'm using that streaming media. Every single time they upgrade to me is free. So every time the software becomes better, I get the latest version. So now I cut the cord. I no longer use cable. Now your question is, how do you get streaming live channels? On the Plex, there used to be a plugin called CC Cloud. And on that plugin, it provides you live channels from across the world. So I used to watch MSNBC, which is the news channel in the States that I like to watch. They have Fox News, CNN. They have all the sports channels. Everything that you would have on cable, those live channels were on CC Cloud TV. So I cut the cord. Very simple, right? Mm-hmm. And that's an option for people who would really want to cut the cord and don't necessarily have to worry about setting up any form of configuration on the Roku device, because it doesn't allow you to, and you don't need to.
Nope, you just plug it in and click, and the most you'd have to do is probably connect your internet to it.
That's it.
That's the only thing you have to do. The rest is just clicking and downloading what you want.
Now, so say for example, now you want to use Plex and you do have a large library of video files and music files, you can set up your own media server on your computer and keep that computer stable in one location, connect it to your network, and put all the files, connect all those files to your Plex server, and Plex will archive it. Mm-hmm. And by the time you fire it up, it's going to look like your Roku, not your Roku, I'm sorry, your Netflix. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to get all the movie information, TV show information, and it will automatically set it up for you. So you don't have to do anything except drop the files inside of the folders, and that's it.
And that works for really good for being in Japan, because like I said, there are certain restrictions that Amazon Prime, Netflix, and Hulu put on certain movies and even shows, because we're in Japan and it doesn't show. Because of our IP address being in Japan, it doesn't allow us to view it. So if you already have it, you know, say on your computer like you do, that fully customizes our watching television, and we get to watch what we actually want to watch, not this whole big cluster of television shows and movies that we're not interested in, and we're paying for that through cable, but we can pick and choose exactly what we want to watch, or, you know,
So, absolutely right. But you just mentioned something about IP address. Mm-hmm. So when I first got to Japan, that was my biggest problem. I want to use Hulu, and the company that provide internet over here, which I used to live on base, mm-hmm. and they never provided a IP address. So what I had to do is I had to go online and find a company that provide an IP address that I can use to kind of mask it, to mm-hmm. show that even though I wasn't in the U.S., it looked like I was. Mm-hmm. So that company I used was I'd My Ass. Mm-hmm. So that VPN worked for a while. But then Hulu, Netflix, and Amazon, they figured out that people were using VPNs to get to mask their location. Yeah. And the problem with masking a location is if you're in that particular country, Hulu, Netflix, and Amazon may not have a license to stream content in that country. So what they do is, to prevent that from happening, they start targeting VPNs and blocking a lot of the IPs.
Yeah, that was a big deal about 2 years ago over here. I think I know what time you're talking about. Well, 2 years ago, particularly the internet, you know, we're being overseas and being in Japan, we all have our own... We have our own, like, a chat room for issues mm-hmm. like this. So it was going off. Like, I can't watch my shows. Does anybody know what's going on? Like, what's happening? I have a VPN and it's not working. Yeah, Hulu and Netflix figured it out. It was like, nope.
And that's the problem that I faced too. So now I kept on running around trying to figure out which one. So I switched from Hide My Ass to one that was called Unblock Us. Now, Unblock Us worked for almost a year. And then Hulu, Netflix, Amazon, they catch on.
Yep.
And so they block those IPs.
Yep, they blocked it all.
So now I'm using a new one. But here's the thing. I'm never going to say what it is. Because if I mention what it is,
they'll block it.
Yes.
They'll block it.
Yes. So me not tell them. Yep. Me not tell them which one it is because me not want them block it. So, so now, you can just go online. You can find some VPN services that provide IP address that is not being blocked by Hulu, Netflix, or Amazon.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, everything that we were just talking about, it's specific to the Roku device and other streaming services that is non-Android based. Okay. So if it's non-Android based and you don't have any other streaming players that is not on Android based, you may have to do the things that we mentioned before. Now, if you want to customize the device that you have for your personal usage, switch over to an Android based media player. And some of them, there's a ton of them that exist. One of the most popular one is the Fire Stick. Yeah. So the Amazon Fire Stick is one of the most popular and highest selling streaming device currently out. And that's because it's customizable and it's based on the Android operating system. Okay. So here's the reason it's good. One, you can add a ton of apps that is based on the Android application. So if you want to watch live TV, there's a few apps that can allow you to do that. And two of them is Mobdrill and LiveNet TV. Those are two separate apps that provide live streaming from across the world. So you can go on Mobdrill on the Fire Stick or any Android-based media player, install those two applications, and you can watch live TV. And I'm talking about premium channels like HBO, Cinemax, every premium channel that is currently on cable, you can watch them on Mobdrill.
Wow.
The other networks like sports networks, anything else, you can watch them on Mobdrill, but you can also watch them on LiveNet TV. And these channels are not just specific to the US. They have channels from across the world.
Wow.
And you can install those two apps for live streaming. Now, say you want to watch just TV shows and movies. You don't need Hulu. You don't need Netflix. You don't need Amazon Prime to be able to watch TV shows and movies. All you need is an app called Terrarium.
Terrarium.
Terrarium is a application that provides users TV shows and movies. Anytime there is a new episode from a TV show, it automatically pops up on Terrarium, and you can select the source, and there are a ton of sources for you to select from, and you can watch those movies and TV shows with no problem.
Wow. That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
I never knew that you can. That's on the Fire Stick too.
That is on an Android-based operating system. Any Android-based operating system. It could be the Fire Sticks. It could be I know Nivea have this streaming service that is one of the top on the market right now, but I can't remember the name. And there's a ton of other Android-based media players, and you can install them, and they will provide you great streaming experience. Okay.
You know, it's good because I had the Roku player, I had the Fire Stick, and I had because I was doing research all these times, and I never heard of Terranium in LiveNet TV, but as I'm spending money, not a lot, but spending money buying these devices, I always ask anytime I sponsored another family, what do they use and how can I watch the games, basketball and football? That was my biggest thing without going to base and looking at it on AFN network. So they were telling me about the Apple, I forgot what it's called. It's like a Roku player, but it's
Apple TV.
Yeah, Apple TV.
Yeah, it's the Apple TV.
And then I got that, and I've been stuck with it ever since because that, first of all, it comes in high def, everything. I think it's 4K. It's really, really good, clear picture quality. But what I liked about it is the fact that I can download all the stuff I like to watch, you know, just mainstream basketball.
But don't you pay for it?
The Amazon, Netflix, and Hulu, of course. But ESPN, yes. And NBA TV, yes. I do have to pay for those.
Okay, so here's the thing. A few years ago, I did subscribe to NBA League Pass. And I was paying about almost $300 to $400 for the season.
Yeah,
just to watch the games.
Yep.
And one thing I figured out was, I don't watch all the damn games. So yeah. I'm wasting money paying for games that I don't watch.
Yep.
So I canceled that bitch.
Yep. Yep.
Because there is no way I'm going to be sitting there watching.
There's a lot of games.
So basically, what that was, we went right back into the cable option, mm-hmm, where we're paying for things that we're not necessarily using.
Yeah.
So that's the reason that I cancel it.
Yeah. I wish there would be, like, when you buy it, the thing that pissed me off about the season pass, the ticket thing.
Yeah, league pass.
You couldn't pick your team. Like, you couldn't pick, hey, I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan.
So you just want to watch those games, right?
But because you have to pay for it. And then it says, what team do you want to stick with? But why can't I just pay for the season of my team alone, not the $300? Then I can pick which team. No, I just want to pay that, what, $80, $100 or so. I feel comfortable with that, watching all their games, just their games.
Exactly.
That would be smarter. But I hated it because, for one, it wouldn't let me do the league pass unless I had cable. I needed a cable provider to get it.
Well, actually, I did get it without a cable provider because they now provided an option where you can get it without having cable.
Yeah, at the time, I couldn't do that. It was like Comcast or, you know, Comcast.
I know.
I was like, I gotta have cable to get this now? Are you serious?
Yep. And that's the reason when I looked at it, I was like, no, man.
No.
May not spend so much money just for go watch what? 1, 2, 3 game and for what? So I realized that I enjoy the games when I watch just the highlights.
Yeah, so just the highlights. I go to YouTube. I was like, you know what? Bump this.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. I watch all their highlights. And I'm like, oh.
Exactly. You know? The highlights to me is better than watching the whole game.
Good.
Yeah, so it just don't make sense. It didn't make sense. So I canceled it.
Yeah.
By the way, for those who wanted to continue the live stream experience, there is a application that is available on the Roku, on the Fire Stick, and possibly on a ton of other media services, media players. It's called Sling TV. So during the World Cup, I was trying to watch some of the games on the Mobdraw and the LiveNet, but I couldn't get the channels that was broadcasting them. So what I had to do was I paid for a Sling TV subscription for the month, so I was able to watch all the football games. And here's the thing, people, when I say all of the football game them, me talk about all of the football game them. I didn't just pay for it and watch 1, 2, 3 games. No, me is a football fan, so I watched the entire World Cup. I stayed up at midnight. Yeah. Did not go to bed until sometimes 2-3 o'clock in the morning because I'm staying up to watch the football matches. So, if you love sports that much, you can pay for certain packages on Sling TV so you can get the sports channels. And the price is going to be lower than the cable price.
Yeah,
and you can stream it on the Roku, on the Fire Stick, and any media player that media player of your choice.
Yep.
You still can do that if you are willing to spend that money. Mm-hmm. Well, at this point and this stage, men are willing to spend that money. So I am not going to pay for it.
No.
That's the reason I will take my risk with Mobjaw, LiveNet, or, well, Territorium doesn't do live TV. All right, so the final thing that I want to talk about is Cody. Now, here's a disclaimer. I am not and will never be, let me say this one more time. I am not and will never be an endorser of Cody. Not because I'm telling you that it is an option, don't mean that I'm endorsing it.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So, here's the thing. There was an application called, a desktop application called XBMC. It was a media server, right? That media server allow users to archive their movies and play them on their computer. And then once these streaming devices became available, you were able to install them on the streaming devices and watch your movies and TV shows through your network. Now, XBMC, somehow I think they switched it up. Plex made a copy, got a version of XBMC and used that to develop the Plex media server and enhance it to what it is today. Cody is a version of the XBMC original source code. And they enhanced it to what it is today. So, Cody is very customizable if you have the patience and the time to read and learn how to customize Cody to be able to provide live TV streaming, movies and TV shows. Because there are tons and tons and tons of Cody builds that are currently available for you to install on the Cody to be able to watch TV shows and movies. Now, here's a reason I don't endorse Cody. It takes too long to set up. You have to learn, you have to read, and you have to figure out which build would be best. In addition to that, you have to also figure out which streaming source you would prefer to use to get like live TV, live TV and movies and TV shows. And because Territorium provide that option for movies and TV shows, I prefer that over Cody. Because Mobjaw provide live TV broadcasts, I prefer that over Cody. Because LiveNet TV provide live TV broadcasts, again, I prefer that over Cody.
So Cody is a source where you can put all three kind of
yes.
all together. It's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But Territorium is easier?
Territorium is easier. It looks like Netflix. Very simple. Mobjaw, same thing. Very simple. Netflix. Not Netflix. LiveNet TV. Very simple.
Have you seen Cody? Anybody use Cody effectively? Like,
yeah. I have a couple of friends who swear up and down that Cody is the best thing since sliced bread. And I've known a few people who use Cody and they swear up and down that is wow. But I installed Cody on my Fire Stick and I would tell you this, I'm not convinced because, again, I'm tech savvy.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I'm setting it up, I'm not setting it up for me. I'm setting up for, say, my wife or my kid who would want to use it. And if they have to figure out that, oh, crap, you need this source or that source, it makes no damn sense. What I want them to do is I want them to be able to click on an app and boom.
That's it.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Make it simple. And that's the thing about Kodi. Kodi does not make it simple. Yeah. So, again, let's go back to what I was recommending. First of all, cutting the cable for streaming service is the best thing. And the benefit of cutting the cable or getting rid of cable is financial.
Of course.
Because you can go from spending $110, sometimes $200 a month, including internet, for cable.
And that's per box.
Per box.
That's like, all right, I want it in my living room, my bedroom.
Yep.
That's per box.
Per box. Yep. So, if you cut the cord and switch from cable to streaming devices, your costs can drop from over $200 a month to completely zero.
I really would like to know who actually has cable right now. Like 2019.
There's a ton of people.
Like, why?
Because they don't know no better.
But even on, take a source like Pirate Bay. Pirate Bay went before it got shut down.
Yeah.
When I had an Android device,
mm-hmm.
I didn't have cable because I was, you know, in college. I couldn't afford it. But my friend showed me Pirate Bay. Pirate Bay had everything.
Yep.
Everything. And I put out, when I found out you could download a movie, any movie from 85, like all the movies.
Yeah, but disclaimer, by you doing that, you're subjecting yourself to copyright infringement.
Oh, of course.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer. Okay. Now, knowing that, or a friend of mine did it, I didn't do it, my friend did it. So, you know, and it was very simple. When I was watching him do it, it was extremely simple. Now, Mom, I know you, what you mean by people just haven't caught on to it yet. My mother is a victim of that. Like, she's stuck. She's a hoarder. So she hoards everything. And she won't let go of the box TV, the Laserdisc, the stereo, the tape. She won't let go of it. So if you went to her house, you'll see all these wires. All these wires.
Component sets.
I mean, I said, Mom, do you know, like, this costs $50 at Circuit City, and you can eliminate all these wires. I don't trust all that stuff. I just want to be able to plug in.
Yeah, she wanted to keep all her old school devices. But wait, you do realize those old school devices, they're becoming collectible items today.
Yeah, she has a whole museum of 70s and 80s types things. She still has a lot of records from the 60s that are worth some money.
Yeah, I mean, and she needs to keep them.
I mean, I'm just saying that. We have media, we have computers. Well, the records, no. I'm always about keeping records. Yes, I agree with you on that. But the rest of the movie, like, she still has VHSs that you can change to DVD.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's something about VHS okay, I never... I know I love modern day TV.
Yes.
I love modern day quality because it's hard to go back and watch a movie or TV show in the old bad quality that it used to be.
Yeah, it's blurry. It's like a faded blur.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. 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 This is again. It kind of sound like we're going off
topic.
We are
off topic.
No, but it actually is a part of cutting the cord.
Yes, it's why people feel comfortable with cable.
Exactly.
Jumping to the Fire Sticks.
Exactly.
And stuff like that,
because it was hard for people to go from VHS to DVD.
Yes.
Because they were so used to putting in that tape, and then the problem is every time there's a new technology, you have to purchase new devices. So whatever happened to your old devices, you're stuck with them.
Yep. And you can't, like, throw them away. I mean, you can, but it's like, some cases, the DVD, VHS combined, mm-hmm. you know, you can't just throw that away. You might need it, or if one has to record for the other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
And think about this one, too. When I used to live in Bahrain, I bought a ton of DVDs. And now I have over 7 boxes of nothing but DVDs.
You can't throw them away.
So. I can't throw them away. And not only that, what the hell am I going to do with them? I don't even have a DVD player.
Right. And as we go along, just like these Fire Sticks and Roku's, like you have your DVD player, your television's going to change too.
Exactly.
So your component, which you probably have to buy for an upgraded TV to attach to a DVD player.
Now.
It's expensive.
Now, here's the worst part out of all of this. Remember when we were transitioning from DVD to Blu-ray?
Yes.
They push Blu-ray like
so it, hard.
Yeah, they push it so hard like it was the technology of the future.
Yeah.
And the problem with Blu-ray is it did not last long.
No, it did not.
Because the moment streaming videos became available,
boom.
Blu-ray became obsolete.
Unimportant. Nope. Obsolete.
Hence the reason people no longer buy Blu-ray videos. Mm-hmm. There is such a decline. I still don't understand why. They're currently still selling Blu-rays.
Yeah, it doesn't, when you're looking at it, it doesn't
make sense.
It doesn't, I'm just buy the regular version.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, so this is what people would prefer to do. Now they have their streaming media players, right? Mm-hmm. So what they would rather do is go to those devices, and if they see a movie that they want, they just press purchase and purchase it directly from the streaming devices. And download it to their local local server.
Yep.
And then they can play it whenever they want. Wherever they want.
As opposed to cable.
Yeah. Because here's the other problem with cable when we used to deal with cable. There was a TV show we started watching. And we had to leave. And we couldn't finish watching it.
Yep.
And the problem is, we won't be able to see that episode ever again.
Nope.
Because they don't repeat it unless it goes into syndication. Mm-hmm. And then if you miss the episode, good luck to you.
You're going to be hearing about it from other people who did see it.
Yep. And now you feel like you're left out.
Hey, did you see it? No, man.
I didn't see that episode of Friends you were talking about, man. Yeah. Everybody liked it. I didn't even see the episode of The Wire, dude. That show was hot. Yeah, but I never get to see it.
Nope.
I don't have HBO. I hear you. I don't have HBO.
No. I feel like that right now. Like we have on TV because we don't have Showtime and some of the shows.
Okay, for example, Power, right?
Yeah.
A ton of people talking about Power. But if you don't have if you don't have Stars,
you can't watch
Power. You can't watch it. You are S-O-L.
That's it. You're done. You're so done.
Oh, my gosh.
It never stops, man. It's like technology, cable, Fire Stick, streaming devices. It never stops. It's just a few things that's constant. It's, as new technologies become available, the more expensive it gets. And to try to mix everything together, you end up with a living room like my mother's, like I was trying to describe that. And you have to buy, like, and they don't sell them in stores.
Nope.
You have to buy it, like, directly from the manufacturer of the type of television or...
Or go to Amazon, because now Amazon is the marketplace of the future.
God. It's a shopping mall of the internet.
Yep.
It's the biggest shopping mall. You can find
anything.
Colored cow boots on Amazon and any size. You can find anything.
Anything.
You know, this is a topic I was very interested in. And it's interesting because people really don't think about it. Not that much. You know, it's like, I'm going to get Netflix. But Netflix is turning into... a beast with these original films.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing, though. I kind of feel like what I was running away from was the barrage of multitude of content. And what I really got used to at one point was my specific shows that I like.
Yeah.
But then Netflix started doing original content.
Yes.
Amazon started doing original content.
Yes.
Hulu started doing original content. And then there goes the problem. And then not only that, also, here's one key thing that everyone needs to think about, okay? As you cut the cord and you switch from cable, the companies are becoming very, very smart about this. Mm-hmm. They now are considering creating a cable-like atmosphere to where now specific content that you like will no longer be available on Hulu, Netflix, or Amazon. And in order for you to be able to get it, you have to subscribe to their streaming service. An example of that is HBO.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Another example is CBS All Access.
Yes. Yes.
Disney is coming out with their own streaming service. Comcast is coming out with their own streaming service. So now they're competing against Hulu, Netflix, and Amazon. And that's the reason Hulu, Netflix, and Amazon are now switching and providing a lot more original content because they're losing content that those other services used to provide.
Yeah.
So now the atmosphere is currently going back to the cable-like atmosphere. And now, for you to be able to watch one show, mm-hmm. Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. you have to subscribe to HBO.
Yep.
If you want to watch Stars, if you want to watch Power, you have to subscribe to Stars.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Me know you not them something there. So that's the reason I'm sticking to the free content.
Yes.
And hence the reason I say get an Android device and install these apps. There are times when the apps may not work, and I'm saying use at your own risk.
Yeah.
Okay? Be very careful. Use at your own risk. But if you want to enjoy content for zero price, switch to an Android-based device and install the apps Terrarium, Mobjaw, LiveNet TV. Those three, and you should be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Kenny, any parting words?
I just want to thank you very much for the opportunity to be on Yard Talk. And this is a very interesting topic. I hope to, listen to more of these topics and, of course, be a part of it. And thank you for having me today.
All right. It was good having you on, Kenny. And next time again, come on. Kenny now going away. Kenny's going to be on the show pretty much every week.
Yes,
all right.
I would.
And we'll have more people chiming in each week. Okay. So I want to say thank you for listening to Yard Talk. And if you want to make a comment, you can do so by visiting the Yard Talk page at www.fiweh/YAAD talk. See you next week. Have a good one. And thanks for listening. Also, if you would like any more information, again, just post your comments on the page and I'll provide a response. This is Makuta. Peace out.